We need to finish the Masechta today, not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Mañana.
So, Bezrat Hashem, we're in page Nun Chet Amud Bet. First line. Tanu Rabbanan, it's a Braita. Haroe Bate Yisrael Bishuvan. Amen. The three houses of Am Yisrael. Means the city of Am Israel when people are living in those houses. Omer, he should say, Baruch Matziv Gevul Almana. Blessed is the one, and to say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Establish the border of the widow. Rashi is saying, Kegon Bishuv Bayit Sheni. Like in the time of the second house, actually it means after destruction, after the korban of the first house, now they rebuild themselves on that, you should say that bracha. Bechurbana, if you see them ruin, chas v'shalom, Baruch Dayan HaEmet, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Dayan HaEmet, that is judging judgments of truth. Bate of the Kochavim Bishuvan, if he sees houses of the non-Jews when they're living over there, Omer Bet Geim Yisach Hashem, the house of arrogant people, Hashem gonna uproot. We need to understand all of the time that the today, after 2,000 years of exile, when Am Israel lived between the nations for so many years, and so many lectures we heard about peace and love and harmony and all kind of nonsense, and people are very, very afraid, and people don't know, and with a lot of traumas. So actually today's situation is that it's very hard to define, to see the very, very strong difference between Jews to other nations, even though that we know that we're Jews. We don't see the difference so much. But then in those days, and the Gemara is talking about Mamash, there was a huge difference. It's like to see black people and Indians and Jews, two or three different nations, Mamash. They had different behaviors, different languages, different minhagim,
customs,
and they were Mamash. So you see suddenly a huge village, a huge city of a nation that they're all worshipping fire or worshipping the water or something. On that, we're not talking about now, you see a couple of Sweden people living their lives now in peace, and you're going to say, no, they're arrogant, Hashem is going to uproot them. We're not coming to look for wars and to hate everyone. Just to understand the wisdom of what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is teaching the man, you should have to have a different separation between your nation to other nations. We're not together. They have their job, we have our job. It's different. Bechurbana, when he see them after destruction and on the ruin, he should say, El Nekamot Hashem, El Nekamot Ofia. Hashem, he is God of revenge. He, the God of revenge, appeared. He came. Ula and Rav Chisda, Habu Ka'azli Be'urcha. They were walking on the road. Kimatu Apitcha de Berabchana Bar Chanilai. When they came to the front door of Rabchana Bar Chanilai, that had been ruined, Nagad Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was bending. No, לא השתחווה, אבל הוא ככה bent. So he was bending. He bent.
Bending or bent?
Yeah. All right, bent. Nice.
ואיתנח.
And he was sighing. אמר לאולה, אולה told him, אמייקה מתנחת, why are you sighing? והאמר רב, and because we heard that רב said, הנחה שוברת חצי גופו של אדם, that sighing is breaking half of the body of the man. So why are you breaking yourself? שנאמר, because it's been said, ואתה בן אדם, and you, a man, human being, it's been told in a prophecy to Yechezkel, הענך בשברון מותניים, you should sigh, breaking your thighs, מותניים, thighs, no, not ירחיים, מותן זה אחר, it's a belt, זה
loins,
loins, זה לא hips, maybe, hips, זה בחוץ, it's outside, זה לא חלציים, alright. So it's the half of the body, so you see that the thigh is breaking half of the body. ורבי יוחנן אמר, and also רבי יוחנן said, אף כל גופו של אדם, actually a thigh is breaking all of the body of the man, שנאמר, that it been said, also on יחזקאל, והיה כי אומרו אליך על מה אתה נאנח, when people gonna ask you, what are you sighing about, ואמרת, אל שמועה כי באה, on a rumor that came, ונמס כל לב, and every heart is melting, melted, means that he, if the heart is ruined, all of the body is ruined. אמר לו, so רב חיסדא answered to him, הכי לא אתנח, how I'm not gonna sigh, בית הדהבו בא, that house that was in it, שיטין אפייתה בימאמה, 60 bakers a day, ושיטין אפייתה בליליה, and 60 bakers every night, ואפיין לכל מן דצריך, and they would make bread to everyone that needs. It was all gmach, all kindness, bakery, working day and night, 60 bakers to make bread to all needed people. This was Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. ולא שקל ידה מן כיסה, and Rav Chana Bar Chanilai never took out his hand from his pocket, means from his wallet. דסבר דיל מעטה אני בר טובים, because he was afraid, means that he would never take out his hand from his pocket without taking money. His hand was always in his pocket, means to give. Why? He was afraid. Savar Dilma, he assumed that maybe Ati Ani Bar Tovim gonna come a poor man, a poor person, that he is son of good people, means of rich people, means that he's not used to ask and he doesn't know how to ask, he's shy to ask, he was rich, everything was good, now he become to be poor. Ve'ad matule lekisa, and until that Rav Chanilai gonna bring his hand into his pocket to give him money, kamichsif, he gonna be embarrassed, he gonna be shy. So he was always walking with his hand in his pocket, in his wallet, that if he's gonna see someone that he just gonna suspect that he needs, immediately he's gonna be able to give him, before that he's gonna have even time to be embarrassed in the fact that he's receiving tzedakah, charity. ותו הבו פתיחין לה, and also there were ארבע בבל ארבע רוחתה דאלמה, there were four doors that were open in that door to four directions of the wind. וכל דאבא עיל כפין נפי כיסבה, and everyone that would enter hungry was going out full. שדו לחיתי ושרה בשני בצורת אבראי, they would throw wheat and barley outside from that house in the days of hunger, of batzoret,
famine.
The cholman dichsifa milta lemishkal b'imama v'shakil b'leilia, that everyone that we're gonna be embarrassed to come to take at the daytime will come to take, to collect at night, at the evening, when no one gonna see him. Hashta nafal betila ולא אתנח, now that house become to be a ruin and I'm not gonna sigh. אמר לה, so Ula wanted to comfort Rav Chisda and told him, הכי אמר רבי יוחנן, this is what רבי יוחנן said, מיום שחרב בית המקדש, from the day that בית המקדש been ruined, been destroyed, נגזרה גזרה, there's a decree, חס ושלום, על בתיהן של צדיקים שיחרבו, on houses of righteous people that gonna be destroyed, חס ושלום. שנאמר, that it been said, Be'oznai. This was what I heard. Yishaya said, Hashem Tzevakot, that Hashem made an oath. Im lo batim rabim leshamayu. If there are going to be a lot of houses, they're going to be empty. Gedolim v'tovim me'ein yoshev. Large and good, no one going to sit in those. Means house of righteous people, of good people, important people, going to be empty. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziran liyishuvan. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to rebuild them, going to bring people back to sit in those houses. Shenemar, it has been said, Shir HaMa'alot LeDavid, HaBotchim BaShem, Kehar Tzion, the ones that are counting on Hashem Yitbarach, going to be like the Mount of Tzion. Mahar Tzion, what we learned about Mount Tzion? Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziro liyishuvo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to rebuild Mount Zion, going to bring people back to live in Mount Zion. Af batehen shel tzadikim, also houses of righteous people. Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziran liyishuvan. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to bring them back to settle, to people to sit in them, to people going to live in them. Chazye de lo meyashav date. Ula saw that still Rav Chisda is very sad. He didn't comfort him totally. Amar le, and he answered to him. He told him, Ula told him, Dayo la'eved sheyehe kerabo. It's enough for the slave to be like his master. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. Rav Chana Bar Chanilai, he doesn't have a house anymore. Those words, mamash, were all of that situation happened immediately after the destruction, immediately after the Chorban. Both of them were in the first generation after the Chorban. Like we know that Rabbi Akiva was in the generation of the Chorban, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Those righteous people were in that generation. Tanu Rabbanan, another Braita. Haro'e kivrei Israel, a man that see the graves of Israel, Omer, he should say, Baruch, mean all of the bracha, Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher yatzar etchem bedin, that he created you with justice, vezan etchem badin, and he gave you all of your needs, supply everything that you needed, vechilkel etchem bedin, gave you everything you needed, money and food and everything, ve'asaf etchem, and brought you back, badin, means to the soul, to the world of, to the world to come, to the world of souls, in judgment, in right, in like it was supposed to be, ve'atid la'kimchem badin, and he gonna raise you in the raising of the dead, in judgment. Mor Berede Ravina, Mar, the son of Ravina, Mesayimba, he was completing that Braita, Mishmede Rav Nachman, like he heard it from Rav Nachman, that he had another part to that Braita. And over there, it's been said, Ve'yodea mispar kulchem, and he knows your number, all of you, each and every one of you he knows, Ve'hu atid lehachiyotechem ulkayem etchem. And in the future, he's going to revive you all and to make you all exist, to keep you all alive. Baruch ata Hashem mechaye hametim. Blessed you are Hashem, revive the dead. So this is the bracha that we're also keeping today, and also it's written in signs in the entrance to most of the graveyards of Am Yisrael. Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Omer, if he sees graves of non-Jews, he should say, Bosha Imchem Meod, your mother, she is very embarrassed of you. Very. Why? Why she is embarrassed? Because in the world to come, everyone knows that they were wrong. If all of their lives they were worshipping idols, and in the world to come you realize that idols were nothing, it's a disgrace. Running every Sunday to church and kissing statues, psalim, bowing to someone that doesn't have a share to the world to come at all.
They talk about Jews.
What? No, the Kochavim, it's non-Jews. They are very, very poor. The non-Jews are very, 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 very poor. And we should try to help them somehow, as much as we can. Because really, when someone that doesn't have faith in Hashem Elokei Israel, not in one God, means in the God of Am Israel, he doesn't have a share for the world to come. He will not going to have eternal life. You cannot be separated from source of life and to have life in the world to come. You have to agree. Like Rabbi Nachman said, for an example, that actually he will fix each and every one of the people that are just not arguing with him. If you're not cholek on Rabbeinu gonna fix you, don't worry. So poor guys that disagree, that argue, that talk lashon hara, he cannot help them. It's like you're doing something against nature. You're fighting with Shefa. So if a goy, a non-Jew, he's got bad thoughts on Am Israel, and he hates Am Israel in his heart, and he doesn't believe in God Elokei Israel, it's enough. You believe in his God, and he believes, and he's a believer, and he's praying. You're not going to have a share in the world to come. Because the source of life is God Elokei Israel. The one that chose Am Israel and gave them everything that they have. And there is nothing to do with it. It's reality. This is nature. This is the creation. This is how the Creator created the world. And if you have problems with it, you can complain. You can send a fax to the Kotel HaMaravi. You can send a fax to the Kotel HaMaravi or to the Igrot HaKodesh. Maybe you're going to get an answer from the Rebbe in Igrot HaKodesh. It's good. It's working. Igrot HaKodesh is working 100%.
You can do SMS.
You can text it. You can use my phone if you don't have text.
Right.
You can talk to the Rabbi in Facebook. What?
The Pope is coming soon.
Pope the Gem.
He's gonna be in the Kelly Rabbi Amir. They wanna give it the.
Very good. More than welcome. He's more than welcome. Hopefully, we're gonna be able to give him the book, Garden of Faith, the universal one. Kutei Maharan, it's too hard for him to sit and learn. He needs to do something simple. Gan HaEmunah Mevo'ar, Mezrat Hashem. People need to start somewhere. They're all very strong believers. There are a lot of very, very huge souls, people that have a lot of abilities, that they can do a lot of good things in the world. But what to do? They're not connected. And it's not because of, it's not, what can we do?
I hope I can do the...
Yes, you should, you should pray on it and you should do that. You should understand, The same ones that now we can appreciate them and to say they're believers, they're good people. In few years of Holocaust, no one opened his mouth. Mamash, nations and the church and the popes, and everyone, they let those things happen. The United States government, they know what's going on. Not only in Auschwitz, every day have been slaughtered over 20,000 people.
Mostly
between 12,000 to 24,000 people every day. And they were flying with bombers on above the Auschwitz, and they were bombing other things. In 1 year and a half that Auschwitz was exist.
90% don't open their mouth.
And they didn't do nothing. And Adrabah, they were supporting quietly in England, so quiet and nice England. They closed the gates of Eretz Israel, not to let Jewish to come to Eretz Israel. They're writing the black-white book.
Also in America.
We need to understand. Rav Yosef, it's my class. Please, let me talk. Rav Yosef, please, I have that need. Rav understands me. Give me a class. We have to talk.
So
people understand me, please. If you want, we can make you another.
There's
no
video, I can talk.
I need to understand. I need to talk. I'm coming to talk.
Free.
My wife doesn't let me to talk in the house. Only if I can talk. told my wife a few days ago, you need to see my shiurim. She said, I hear you all day long. I need to hear your shiurim.
No, halas, my fish.
So, Be'ezrat Hashem. Be'ezrat
Hashem.
So, we told him actually that it's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruined, and so we passed that. Kovrei Ovdei Kochavim, Bo Shayimchem. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi said, Haro'e et chavero le'achar 30 yom. The man that sees his friend after 30 days that he haven't seen him. Omer, he should say, Baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'hegiyanu lazman hazeh. This is halakha. לאחר 12 חודש, after 1 year, ברוך מחיי המתים. You should say, ברוך מחיי המתים. Really, if you have a friend that you enjoy seeing him, and he disappeared, and you couldn't see him, we're not talking now about someone that you were in touch with him in the phone, every day, seeing his face in new pictures in Facebook, and now you saw him, and you need to remember when he went away to check if you should say bracha on it or not. Talking about someone that disappeared. Amar Rav, that you didn't see him for 10 years, I don't know, from school, but you were a good friend, something, and now you see him, you can say that bracha quietly, to know how much. Amar Rav, Rav said, En hamet mishtakeach min alev, the dead man has not been forgotten from the heart. אלא לאחר 12 חודש, just after 12 months, שנאמר, that it been said, נשכחתי כמת מלב, I've been forgotten, like a dead man from the heart, הייתי ככלי עובד, I was like a lost vessel, דוד המלך said, כלי עובד, a vessel that been lost, after 12 months, so the man is already given up from looking for it.
Given up on it.
So like that, the dead man, this is it. After 12 months. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother Rav Yoshua. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua. Havu ka'az le'ba'orcha, be'orcha. They were going in the way. Pag ube, they met. They met Rav Chanina, brother Rav Ika. Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Ika. Amru le, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother Rav Yoshua. They said to him, to Rav Chanina, brother Rav Ika, Behade de chazinach, barchina nalach tarte. Now that we saw you, we're going to say two brachot on you. Baruch asher chalak mechochmato li re'av. Blessed is the one that gave from his wisdom to his Yereim, to the one that serves him, like a bracha that we're saying on a Talmid Chacham from Am Yisrael. Veshehechiyanu, and also Shehechiyanu, they saw him only after 30 days and they didn't see him. Amar Leu, answer to them, Rav Chanina, brother Rav Ika, Ananami, me also gonna bless on you. Kevan dechazitinchu, because that I saw you, chashavtinchu ilavai keshitin ribvan bet Israel. You're important for me like 600,000. You're like all of Am Israel for me. You don't know how much I missed you. This is something that every one of us can be. Someone that was in outside of Eretz Israel, went for to be messenger, shlichut, in a Jewish house, I don't know, in Quebec for 3 years, I don't know, now he's coming back and he saw someone, for him it's home, it's family, it's everything for him. Uvarchina alaychut lata, I'm gonna bless on you three brachot. Hanach tarte, those two that you said, and also ve another thing, Baruch Chacham Arazim, blessed is the one that is wise, that knows secrets of all Nishmot Israel, what they have inside their hearts. Amru le, so the answer to him, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother Rav Yoshua, Chakimatku lehai, you become to be so wise. It was something very wrong to do. You think that you know, You think that you see importance of people. Yahabe be'einayhu v'shachim. They looked at him in a bad eye. You're not allowed to say bracha like that. And he died. They didn't kill him. He just died. So, from their peda, that he was breaking halakha, that he was doing something like that, to think that because that he feels so excited to see them, so he can say brachot, and it was bracha lebatala. It's bracha lebatala. Because of that, they were very makpidim on him, and he died. 19. He'd been punished on the fact that he was counting on his own wisdom and taught himself a certain halakha, and he wasn't learning, counting on the halakhot from chachamim. There is halakha, only if you see 600,000 people, then you're allowed to say. The fact that you're very excited is not a reason to say bracha lebatala. You can say shechiyanu, you can say mechaya metim, if you passed one, there is halakha.
Discussed about making up a bracha on your own if you feel that it's kind of dangerous.
Right. Okay. But we know what was the bracha that we were talking about, if you remember. Also, we said that when we talked about that, we said that it's here it is. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Had Rav Amnuna Lo Shemi Ali Ela Midatai Barichetinu Lekulu. I was blessing all of those five blessings for my own wisdom. Rav Amnuna, Rav Ashi said, the one that sees Bavela, right? Mm-hmm. So, good question. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you cannot. There is a tikkun klali upside down over there. You're holding it, you're leaning on it. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. This is it, this is where we're going to stop. So, Rashi Bezrat Hashem. What we're gonna do for next week? You don't have this shiur anymore. Habibi.
Shul Hada.
Growing. Mordechai ben Naim, Rabbi Mordechai Naim, gonna give a shiur Gemara in this time. Here in this class is gonna be the main.
Mordechai ben Naim.
Rabbi Mordechai Naim.
Is that the film instead of
him? No, I don't know.
Mishnah.
Avrech from the shiva.
So is this shiur Rabbi Mordechai Naim?
It's not that one. Someone else. What can I do? People want to learn in a higher level in this shiur. What's gonna be? No, the Kutel Moran, Bezot Hashem, until 120.
Amen. What about podcasting for them?
So we talked about it. We're going to finish this Masechet Brachot hopefully, but it will not going to be in this class. We're going to find a place to complete Masechet Brachot, and then we're going to finish Masechet Brachot.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. So me and you. Why?
Yeah, we have to finish brachot because of him.
Yeah. Yes, I understand. I'm not arguing at all. It's not Hashem. We're gonna finish.
That's good. That's good.
So Bezrat Hashem, Rashi. Baruch Metziv Gevul Almana. Blessed is the one that established the border of the widow. Kigon Bishuv Bayit Sheni, like in the second house, means after destruction. Amaika Matnach, why are you sighing? Nafale betala. that it becomes to be a ruin. Shenafalo v'nasatel, that it becomes to be a ruin. That it fell and become to be a ruin. Dayol ha'eved she'eker rabo, it's enough for the slave to become like his rabbi. She'are bet ha'mikdash, that the temple charav been ruined. She'u beito shel ha'kadosh baruch hu, that it's the house of ha'kadosh baruch hu. Kechli oved, like a lost vessel. Mestam kli, and a regular vessel. La'achar yud bet chodesh, after 12 months. Mishtakeach min alev, been forgotten from the heart. Ve'ush be'alim, because despair of owners, la'achar yud bet chodesh, is after 12 months. Beperik elu metziot, you can find it in the chapter elu metziot. Mi shematza kli, or shum metziah, a man that found a certain vessel or any lost, chayav, what? Yes, chayav, he have to, le'achriz shalosh regalim, to declare three holidays, means 1 year. ואם נמצא אחר הסוכות, and if after סוכות means the fourth one, שצריך להמתין ולהכריז, oh, I'm sorry, now he's explaining. So, if it's after סוכות, if he found it after סוכות, צריך להמתין ולהכריז בפסח ובעצרת. He needs to declare in פסח, and in עצרת it's שבועות, ובחג, and also in next סוכות. דהיינו י' בית חודש means 12 months. ושוב אין צריך להכריז, and you don't need to declare anymore. אשר חלק ושהחיינו, those two ברכות that he blessed, they blessed, דלאחר 30 יום הווה, because it was after 30 days, מחוכמתו ליראב, from the wisdom to the one that serves him, כרב חנינה, דחקים תפה, like רב חנינה, that he was very wise. This is it. All right, we're going to see.